hello everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and it is so good to be with each and every one of you this evening. I have a special guest, Rose Gauthier from the Fort Myers area. She has the Energy Work Center down in Fort Myers. She is a very well-known psychic medium who does a lot of clairvoyant work and energy work. So it's exciting to have you this evening, Rose. How are you?
I'm great, Vicki, and I appreciate being on your show tonight, Victoria, and I'm truly looking forward to it, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of callers tonight.
Well, yes, and thanks for mentioning that. I want to invite everyone, if someone's looking just to discuss what we're going to be talking about, or if you have questions, or if you would like to have a real short mini reading, we're going to be doing that tonight. So just come on, call in to BBS Radio, and let us know when you're ready to talk, and we'll do what we can. Well, you'll get two readings tonight, so if you call in early, you'll get a little bit more time, hopefully. So, Rose, there's so much I want to talk about tonight, and I just have to let everyone know right up front that my daughter just adopted a little, small little white kitten. And so if y'all hear a little meow, it is not me. It's the little kitten named Princess, because she is, my daughter's away with friends tonight, and so I'm babysitting. So, Rose, I am very interested in what they call the, juiceroo. And, you know, I have some information on it. I don't have it with me tonight, regretfully, but I just wanted to talk to you about it because I have started, you know, hearing about this, and I just wanted to just make some, you know, just initial comments on why juiceroo, because I'm taking it. Why do you feel that it is such a good product for people that are going through healing and learning about their bodies? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, there's a lot of good things to say about juiceroo. It's a liquid nutraceutical, and it promotes healthy aging, active joints, and younger looking skin. And I'm sure, I know I had heard you say this until you started taking it yourself, but I've heard others say it as well. Oh no, not another juice. Juiceroo is not another juice. It is a liquid nutraceutical. It is a dietary supplement, and it by far is a superior product than others on the market because the others are juices. And juiceroo does taste like a juice, and it uses the juice as its delivery system for the nutraceuticals in it. And what this juice has, this nutraceutical, is BioCell Collagen 2. It is a patented item. It is an international patent. It has over 5 patents with more pending. And what the liquid collagen will do, will hydrate your body from the inside out. The liquid BioCell collagen also contains hyaluronic acid. And we are all born with a supply of hyaluronic acid. And as you know, Vicki, and your listeners as well, when we're babies, we are so plump because we are full of hyaluronic acid. But as we age, unfortunately, we start shriveling up like raisins. And that's because our hyaluronic acid is being depleted within our systems. Now, juiceroo will replenish that hyaluronic acid. I myself have noticed a difference in my skin. I can give you testimonials from quite a number of my friends who are also on the product. Scars seem to disappear. Wrinkles are disappearing. And there is scientific evidence with this product that it does rebuild cartilage. So anyone with arthritic joints that is bone on bone, this product will help them immensely.
Well, I have to tell you, I've been on it for a while. And, I love the taste of it, so I really do appreciate them making it into a liquid. But you know what I have to share is that my daughter was really, really into sugar. And she wasn't that way when she came, from Russia, but since she's been taking it, her sugar intake is 90% less. And I tell you, it's made such a huge difference in her personality and in our communications. And she even says no to sugar now when she's out with friends. And they've actually asked me, what in the world's happening? And I said, well, she's on Juiceroo and she doesn't have this life blend. And of course, for me, I was getting a little tired of spending so much money on face creams, Rose. And yes. Then what would happen is I would look down at my hands and I would say, oh, I look my age here, but my face looks, you know, a lot younger. And I thought, well, let's see, I could go spend $1,000 on face cream and put it all over my body. And then when I found it out, thanks to you and you know, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome because now I can drink something that tastes good, but yet at the same time get the collagen. So,
right.
People can go to www.juiceroo.com/rose/rose. And then I also have a website on it as well, juiceroo.com/Victoria. So y'all go find out about this for yourself. And if you have any questions, you can email me at my website, you know, at www.askspiritnow.com, because this stuff is good. I mean, I don't normally talk about things like this, but it's good. So, you know what, Rose, I have had, and I know that you have had an incredible week this week, and I have had a lot of questions on healing, the word healing. And I would like to know, I kind of want to have an open discussion. If anybody wants to call in on this, you know, welcome. Because I'd like to know what your definition of healing is. What do you consider to be healing?
Well, for me, healing is very multifaceted. Sometimes we need physical healing. We may have a owie or whatever. But also it's mental. It's emotional. It can be spiritual at times. Sometimes we need a little bit of all of it, and sometimes one or none. So healing covers our entire physical body, spiritual body, mental body, and emotional body. And it looks like, Victoria, that you have a call on line one.
Oh, okay. So you're hearing the same thing I'm hearing. I don't see that. So what's your name?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt the conversation.
I'm glad you're here. What is your name? I'm not getting the messages on my email, so I did not know you were there.
It's Kelly.
So, Kelly, hi, Kelly. So
hi.
Tell me what was some of your questions today? What is one of your questions?
Well, I'm sorry for interrupting because I know you.
We welcome it.
We want you to. So tell me about your question or your discussion.
Well, it was actually a question, but on the topic of healing, I feel like I've been doing a lot of that energetically, clearing out my chakras for the past, I don't know, I feel like it's been for 2 years now. And right now I feel like a lot of the energy that I'm moving is in my second chakra, which I think is the sacral chakra.
Yes.
And so for me, it's about feeling safe and feeling secure. And the ironic thing is that this somehow kind of leads itself into my question, is that I don't have a home right now. I'm currently staying with someone. And so I was wondering if either of you guys could help me figure out or maybe tap into just how it is or what my next step needs to be, because I need to be working in order to move and being able to get my own place. And currently I'm kind of in a state of flux.
Kelly, are you working a part-time job right now?
Not right now, no, but I was.
Okay, because I'm sensing part-time work around you is your initial step, that you are a very multi-talented person. I feel that you have different talents, and there are quite a number of different things you could do, and that if you were to start out with a part-time job to get some income in so you can, you know, help with your self-esteem a little bit. Now, it's interesting that you said you're working with your sacral chakra and feeling safe and secure. And your sacral chakra is a lot about how you see yourself. It's the emotional one. That's where your emotions are. And how have you been feeling lately?
Actually, I feel very strong, stronger than I usually have in the last few years.
Excellent.
But I do feel like I need to step out of my comfort zone.
Uh-huh. And I would agree with that. I've got to tell you, though, when you mentioned that you've been doing a lot of healing work in your chakras, I saw all the chakras light up, and the one that I see the largest with you is your heart chakra.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful heart, my dear. There's tremendous energy coming out of your heart. And I feel that some of the work you've done in the past is assisting others and caring for others. Are you in the medical or nursing field in any way?
Actually, not at all. But I think that you can use whatever, because I'm actually an actress. But I use that in a way that I feel like heals other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I write. So, but that's a big part, component of what I do, is trying to bring healing into my work.
Excellent, because it's showing up in your heart energy. You have a true desire and a natural ability to heal others just through your own essence and your own love.
Oh, that's good. That's reaffirming.
Victoria, do you have anything to add to that? I think we may have lost her.
Oh, no.
They'll bring her back on. Kelly, what are some of your other talents? Because Spirit's telling me that you have a very multifaceted background.
Yeah, I can write. I say I act as well. I think I can produce pretty well.
Hello?
There she is.
Oh.
This is just amazing. Are we still on the air?
Yes, we're on the air now.
Okay, all right. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
All right. All right, is our caller still there?
Yes, Kelly is still here, so we'd like some input from you now too, Victoria.
Okay, good. I have been off the air for the last 5 minutes, so I have no idea what y'all were talking about. So help me out here a little bit, Kelly. Sorry about that. I've literally been off the air. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I did not hear a word that's been going on. What was your question, Kelly?
Well, it was mostly about I'm currently living with someone, and I wanted to just know if either one of you could see when I would be able to actually afford to move and get out of this person's private space.
Oh, you don't want to move. Now, I feel that it's not going to be too long. Let me just ask you, are you working steadily right now?
No.
Okay. Then there has to be, just from a common sense basis, there has to be a shift in what you are doing. This is more of spiritual counseling than anything. I know that you're going to be able to move. I know that. But I want to ask you if you are, the first thing I sense is that you would need to shift something in your environment right now. Do you have any other place that you can move? Have you looked for places that you can afford at this time?
Oh, that's not even an option.
Okay. All right. So then let's just look at the timing on this. I do know that you're going to be moving out. I feel that the best thing at the issue is going to be getting the new job or new income to be getting. So that to me feels more like the question that I would like to address as far as what's going on with your actual income. Now, I feel that, are you putting out resumes? I don't want to repeat anything that Rose has said because I don't know what y'all talked about. So I don't want to be redundant here, but.
No, you're fine. We talked about her chakras and some of that energy, so go ahead.
Right, okay, good. Okay, because the first chakra can have a lot to do with your presence in the world, and if you don't have a job, it certainly can be an issue for you. But what I'm sensing more, I do feel that you would benefit from some energy work. What part, you're from California, okay. And I also feel that, you know, I would put out as many resumes as you can, and I would really promote that you need to get out. Now, another idea that just came to me is I don't know what part of California you're in, but I would also look to see, Kelly, if you could find a place that, like an apartment complex where you would be the manager of it or assistant manager where you would get your own apartment. Is that something that at all interests you?
Not really. I'm actually staying with someone that is a landlord, and so I'm learning all that stuff, and it's not really something that I think I would be good at. So
isn't that interesting that I picked that up? Because I kept feeling that there was person could, that somebody could help you with that, because I know it's a tough position, but it certainly would give you your own place. Now, I feel that within the next couple of months, there's going to be a shift. And I'd be honest with you, I would ask that person, I'd just say, look, I need some help. And if they're doing that kind of work, they may know somebody. And this is what I'm feeling right now, Kelly. I'm feeling that this person is going, because it benefits her and it benefits you, is going to know of a place, because they have those kinds of contacts, to get you in a place that you can afford, or that you can be benefiting somebody else in exchange for staying there. And that's what I'm feeling right now. Now, also, as far as your energy work, I can tell you that ask spirit now, go in and say, I want this situation unblocked now. Okay. I want it unblocked. I want to find out what's going on that is keeping me from being able to get my own place. Now, you already know it's finances, but I'm talking about within your body.
I may have some input on that.
Okay, good.
Kelly, I'm tapping into your energy to see what is blocking you or holding you back. And the word that I hear is rot, R-O-T. And what I'm sensing is that as far as the work that you're looking for, you are being very selective in strictly staying in your career path, which is the acting in that. And there's something about rotting. I don't know if it's an attitude or what, but the word came in very clearly. And I don't even know if it's a statement that you've said, I'll rot in hell before I do that, or something similar. And I guess what Spirit wants you to do is to maintain an openness about different things that come across your path. You never know where some of those doors may lead you, and it may not initially be something that you want to do, but look at it as temporary. And maybe make a game out of it, just to make it fun, because at this point you need an influx of money.
Yeah.
And some new energy too.
Yes.
Feeling that. I feel new. You know, I keep going back to this lady, though, that you're staying with. Have you actually asked her, Kelly, if there are a place around there that's just empty and somebody needs someone to watch it or something like that?
A house sitter.
Yeah.
No. What it is that the person that I stay with, he owns like a whole building.
Yes.
Three different units in it, and I'm actually staying in one of his units.
Okay.
Rent.
And is that just not feel comfortable to you? Because you're not really in her house, correct?
No, I am.
Oh, okay. You're actually in her house then. All right. I wasn't sure if you were in your own space. I feel like, though, that she could possibly have other options for you. And what I would do is I would get some energy work done is what I would do. I would recommend some energy work on you. And I feel that if you just go to sleep at night saying, Spirit, I need a solution to this now, and ask, I feel that things are going to shift for you. You need some new energy. That's what I'm feeling. And it's interesting that you know, the part that I did hear, Kelly, was about the chakras. I did hear that, but before I went dead on the air. So I feel that that's good. New energy shifts everything.
Uh-huh.
Did you have any other comments on that, Rose?
Yeah, one thing I'd like you to say as an affirmation, Kelly, is I am provided for by the universe, no matter what. I have all the money I want and need at all times.
Got it.
And the reason I'm asking you to say that is I was in a situation very similar to yours, and I repeated this affirmation every day. I asked the universe to assist me, and granted it was in the 11th hour, but I do know the universe will come through with an option and a solution for you. So be open to that.
I believe that.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's a very good, well, and it's true. Because what happens, it's interesting, I pulled a card for you, and I have to interpret it. It's very interesting that you said that, Rose, because I feel like there needs to be, and I know you probably don't want to hear this because people say, especially when you're in times of issues that you feel aren't being resolved, is you almost have to stop being the boss. You have to let spirit take over some and just has to say, you know what, I can't do it anymore. I need help. I need help. And I will tell you, Kelly, we have all done that. And that's sometimes when I get the best and most profound help is when I just flat out say, you know what? I need help. So, I want you to do that from the core of your energies and just say, you know, I want to work with you. So that's my message for you tonight. Now I can do some more cards for you and other information. Did you have anything you wanted to share, Rose?
I think as far as the job, I do feel, Kelly, that you need to be open to everything that comes across your path. I think you've said no to a few things that may have assisted you. I do feel that you'll have something by the end of the year. So, you know, we're in November already. So keep your eyes open and be flexible and just see what comes across your path. But ask
now, Rose, I wanted to tell you, too, I had picked up earlier, too, the number 2. So it's probably 2 months. That's what I'm feeling, too, which is puts it almost at the beginning of the year, of the new year.
Mm-hmm. Well, great.
So. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to take what you guys said to heart, and I really appreciate your help.
Keep
well,
the
you're
faith,
very
my
welcome.
Dear.
Yeah. And listen, the most important thing to remember always, Kelly, and whoever else is listening out there, is that the law of attraction works if we believe, and it has to be from the feeling of it. If we honestly believe that we are going to get help and that things are going to get better, they will. Even in the darkest days, and I'm going to tell you something that I learned recently, Kelly, is when things get really, really tough, doesn't matter if it's with a situation or a person, just detach from that drama of whatever that is, even if it's a viewpoint or your own thought. Bless it and say, you know what? I'm going to bless that thought. I don't like that thought. It doesn't make me feel good. And then release it. And I'm going to tell you, Kelly, I did this the other day. I had a very yucky thought that came to my mind. I did not make me feel good. I recognized it immediately. I detached from it, took a deep breath. I blessed it. I didn't get mad. I didn't get mad at myself. I didn't get mad at the thought. I blessed it and I said, you know what? Thank you for that because you have just helped me to advance my healing even more. And I released that thought and I'm going to tell you, Kelly and Rose, within about a half of a second, I was singing and skipping on my walks, and that's
very
how profound
good.
It was. And I do want to let, I'm not sure if it's Seth or Don, know that I am not getting messages, so I hope you are, Rose, and if anybody
yes,
comes
I am.
On.
Yes, I can tell you when there's a caller.
Yeah, let me know. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'll fix it this week. So did you have any other concerns, Kelly?
Well, no, but thank you so much. I wanted to continue to listen, though.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're going to get into some, you know, anybody that calls in, we're going to get into discussions, and we have a lot to talk about. So please listen in. That'll be great.
Great.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I was looking at the dictionary today, Rose. I love using the dictionary because when there are questions in my mind, I always look to the dictionary to make sure that I actually understand what I'm even questioning. Does that make sense? What
oh,
that
sure.
means?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I was looking at the definition of heal. And it was so fascinating to me because in many cases, people feel that to have a healing means that they're broken. And I used to have people say, oh, you don't need to be healed. You're already whole. And I like that viewpoint because we truly are whole individuals. It's just that sometimes we can get better. Or we can adjust, or we can look at issues that can make life better for us. But it does not mean that we're not whole or that we're not perfect in God's eyes. And I want to share something because I had something shared with me, Rose. Someone said something to someone this week and they said, boy, you need some spiritual healing. You really need help. And this person became very defensive and very upset over it because it was such an invalidation, like, you know, there's something wrong. If you make one little comment that someone doesn't like, then they go into this. Have you ever had that experience where you've had clients that have had family members say, well, you really need some help type of thing?
Yeah. Yes, and you're right. It does put them on the defensive because it makes them start going inside and questioning what is wrong with me, especially for a person who has worked tremendously to heal themselves and work through emotions and problems. And when someone doesn't notice how well they've done and says, you need healing, it's just cutting them down at their knees and bringing them down. But you're 100% right. Because you seek spiritual healing or counseling or anything like that, it doesn't mean that there's necessarily something wrong or that you're broken. You're right. God accepts us totally as we are, and in God's eyes, we are perfect exactly as we are. But, right. You know, our emotions get the better part of us sometimes, and so do our thoughts. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with getting guidance and counseling and healing to help us move forward. We're all here to learn, and we're here to help each other.
Right. Well, it's interesting because I was looking at all the different definitions, and it's in the old English of hila is to make whole. And I think that's where that comes from. It's like if you have to go get healing, a lot of people see this as, oh, my goodness, I'm going to become even better. And I'm even going to make life work for myself even more. And I think that's the attitude that is the most beneficial, because each and every one of us need healing and help all through our lives. We're all going through self-ascension, no matter if we're taking it one day at a time or one year at a time. We're all ascending, and when we ascend, we tend to want to find out more about, you know, the healing. Now, Rose, I was sharing this with someone who is, I consider, a mentor, and I asked them what healing was, and do you expect all your healing to be done in one life? And I think she kind of laughed, but she was just saying, don't make a big thing out of the word healing. Just go and say it is from your heart, and it's about forgiveness. It's love and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And then that brought up something rather profound for me. Now, when you tell someone, and I'll just say that to you, Rose. Okay, Rose, I know that you have a situation in your life, and I'm just making this up, but I'm just pretending you're my client, okay? Uh-huh. And I'll say, you know, Rose, I know you have this issue, but just love from your heart and forgive. And you're looking at me like, okay. yeah, all right. Okay,
how do I do that?
So the honest truth is that is the truth of it, is love and
forgiveness.
But yes. What you go to people like Rose and I, the spiritual healers, for, and we do have a caller, Alicia, I'll be right with you. The reason why you go to spiritual psychic mediums like Rose and myself is because we help you to learn how to love and learn how to forgive. That's what's so powerful about it. Alicia, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. What's going on in your world?
Well, I've been cleaning up and throwing out stuff and just trying to shift the energy in the house.
Decluttering!
Goodness. This is my Alicia. So yeah. I want to know, have you found any valuables yet?
I'm coming up against my mom's being real protective, so I'm gonna have to go at it a little lightly, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. Yeah. I sense that you will find these out a little distance from the house, and the issue really is, Alicia, and I
hello,
Rose, but I want to just say one thing to you. The closer you get to your mother, the closer the value is going to be, because she knows, probably has enough memory of where this is. So just remember that, okay? Just remember it. So, what would you like to ask Rose, Alicia?
Well, since you're on the subject of healing, I'd like to ask her, I've been doing massage work for quite some time. I'm getting to the point where there's pain in my hands, and the job here, I discussed with you, Vicki, about how the chiropractor's having some emotional trouble with his family, and if that area of my life is getting ready to shift and go in either a new direction or a new place to work.
What I'm sensing, Alicia, is I can see your hands working on someone's back, and I feel that you have some natural healing abilities as well. And I also feel that you can sense people's energies when you're working on them. I just feel that you automatically know where to go and what to massage, that you're extremely intuitive in that. I do feel, so you're working with a chiropractor, you said, that has some emotional issues going on?
Yes, in his family.
I feel that there's, he doesn't know if he's coming or going, and he feels upside down sometimes. Is there a problem with him allowing you to continue to, do you rent your space there?
No, I don't. I'm an employee.
You're an employee. Is there an office manager? Can you move into that position? Can you guys still keep things going while he goes through this?
There is an office manager there. And,
okay. So are you able to continue to do massages while he goes through this issue? Because I'm not thinking it's going to clear up in the next month or two. It may not be till the first of the year.
Okay.
You're very, very talented as a massage therapist, and if the perhaps getting together with the office manager to see, you know, perhaps you only do massages there for a while until he can get things together. Otherwise, I do see you making a shift and going to another job. Now, I'm not sure what you and Vicki were talking about as far as finding a treasure or something, but when I saw you clearing the house, I see your hands up in the air, and you're doing a big happy dance. So this is this is really, really good for you, this decluttering, because not only are you decluttering physically, this is helping you on a mental and emotional level as well. So this work is not wasted. It's this is a healing of a different sort for you.
Okay, yeah.
Remember what I was talking about, Alicia? I was saying that it clears out the old energy in a place, can clear out thoughts and feelings that are stuck to that space and that, not the space itself, but all the stuff in it. So, basically, I see much joy, but you know what? I also see it for your husband because he's been so bored and frustrated and upset and just, you know, oh, my goodness. I see a big shift in him as well. Now, your son's in school, you know, so I know that's going to be. But basically, I still feel that there is great treasure there. And regretfully, as I mentioned earlier, and I would like Rose to look at this as well from her perspective, I will tell you that it's hiding. It's not going to be sitting out there in gold coins and paper money sitting there saying, "Hi, Alicia, I'm ready. I'm waiting for you." It's like hidden. And it's very much like when these people go to buy an old chest from the Goodwill or one of these places and they find $1 million in the back of it. Okay?
I see.
I'm telling you, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. So, Let Rose look at it from whatever question you want to ask her, you know, regarding some issues, because I'd like Rose's input on it since she has not read for you before.
As far as the treasure, while Victoria was talking, I see you digging, looking for it. So let's see here. Let me ask Spirit. Okay, it's not that it's outside and you have to dig a hole. That's what I wanted to make sure. Because I saw you with a shovel, so it's a metaphor from Spirit that you do have to look for it, and I agree with Victoria. It's not going to be on the surface, and you're going to have to dig. It's underneath something. It's stuff is piled high on it, so it's underneath something, and you're going to be surprised. And it's feeling like paper or a contract that's has some value to it. So
okay.
Make sure you're looking at everything before you toss it.
Okay.
Well, it can be life insurance policies.
It's flat. It looks like a piece of paper, and I'm hearing the word contract. So it's some type of contract that has value to it.
Okay.
Maybe it's a CD or whatever, but it's a contract, and it's a piece of paper, and it's worth something.
Yeah.
No.
You know, it's very interesting, Alicia, because you know, when you and I spoke earlier, you had mentioned to me that you wanted to move and do some things and get a different house and all that. And I think that is spirit talking to you and letting you know that there is treasure within you. You already know that. But I really feel very strongly that that's your spiritual guidance telling you, look, you've got stuff right here, and that's why you're getting these messages. And I want to commend you for keeping your cat. That's awesome. I have a little cat running around here too, so I have no idea where she is, but as long as she just doesn't jump on my computer, I'm happy as a lamb.
Oh, isn't that something? Yeah, that's great. So. I wanted to ask you one more thing while I'll get off and let someone else call. I had a dream not too long ago, and I woke up remembering the dream. It was about this house. And I was real happy and everything, but then all of the memory was erased from me, and all I could remember was, remember John. That's all Spirit was telling me, remember John. And I was thinking, John, the book of John, John. My grandfather's name is John, or was.
Ah, okay.
And I'm wondering if he lived here, he's the one who originally purchased this place.
There you go. That's who it is, because I felt it's someone that you know. He had some sort of hardship that you are connected to, that you can relate to and understand how what they're saying is, remember John, is how did he solve it? How did he come through? And I feel he came out smelling like a rose, and that you will as too, my dear. So just remember that through hardship, light comes through and new doors will open through for you.
Wow.
Is he your mother's father?
No, my father's father.
Your father's father, okay.
Yeah.
I also feel, Alicia, that he has messages about things that he left there as well.
Okay.
I feel that there's probably a message about something that he left there at the house since he was there since the 50s. I feel that he has left something there for you as well. And I think that's why he keeps saying, remember me, don't forget me.
Is there an old photograph of him in the home somewhere?
Yeah, I have his, oh God, I'm getting goosebumps.
It's a photo.
And his wallet.
It's what?
And I have his driver's license right in front of me with
okay, I'm seeing a photo in a picture frame. Is there...
I have that.
Okay, I think you need to take the picture apart. I think there's something in the picture.
Oh, okay.
It's been framed for a very long time. Is there an old wooden frame on it?
Oh, let me think. Maybe it's a different picture. You know, we have a cedar chest. I'll have to go through it. See if
I'm seeing some old wood with the picture, and there's something with his photo. So start looking at some of his photos. It may be taped to the back inside of a frame, but I do smell and sense old wood.
Okay.
I'll tell you something else too, Alicia. There, his picture. If you can't find the picture that Rose is seeing, maybe there's a picture in front of it also, because, you know, a lot of times people put a new picture in front of something, keep the frame. But you know what else I'm picking up? When you find this picture, even if and I see it too, by the way, I want you to touch his heart.
Okay.
Alicia, touch his heart with your right hand, or your left hand, or your right hand, but I do it with my left. But take your left hand or right, whatever feels better, and then touch his heart in the picture, and then touch your heart and see what message you get, because you're very, very intuitive. And he has a message for you, and I feel that that will be the best way for you to get that message. You've got a lot of things around there, and I say things meaning there's a lot of stuff there. So if you don't see it right away, that picture that Rose is talking about, it's there.
Yeah.
So you'll find it, and that's fascinating. But yeah, touch his heart, because he has a message for you, and he'll just listen. Listen to what it is. He loves you very much. But he has something. He has left something there, and he wants you to know it. He wants you to find it. So I'm telling you, I feel like I'm speaking to someone who is about to discover a lot of treasure. It's the funniest thing, because you know, people don't think like this in 2010. You know what I mean, Rose? You know people will say, "Oh no, that doesn't happen," but it does. It does happen.
Wow.
And I feel that with you every time I'm around you. I see this energy, which is money, this energy of healing, this energy of awareness coming into you. And it's your, but you know, the funny thing about it, Alicia, you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to get in there and dig it, like Rose was seeing with the shovel. It's a metaphor, but you're going to have to get in there and really, and you know, this time that you have a little bit of time available, don't waste it. That's the message I'm getting from Spirit. Don't waste this time, because a lot of times we spin our wheels and we don't really utilize our time correctly. And, you know, so that's a good thing sometimes. If we have extra time, then use it for something, you know, that's good. So I hope
Alicia,
that's been of help.
Alicia, were you very close to your grandfather, John?
Yeah, when I'd get in trouble, I'd run behind him, and he would protect me all the time.
Well, it's interesting because while Victoria was talking, I was trying to tap into his energy. And I do see him around you a lot. He does stand to your right hand. And right-hand side, and his left arm is around you. And I see him picking up your right hand with his right hand, and he's pointing straight ahead. He's trying to show you where the things are. So be aware of any sensations that you may have in your right arm or hand. And when you do, know that that's Grandfather John with you, and ask him, what do you need me to know? Tell me. And then just feel it, and he's working through you that way.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That's wonderful,
so
because he's you've got just so much beauty around that. I also can sense him around you. He's very happy right now, Alicia. Mm-hmm. He's going through a lot of changes. He is going through a lot of, you know, when we go across, when we cross over, we don't quit our healing. We don't quit our ascension. And he is growing a lot. So he just wants to let you know that and to keep the spirit up. It's very strong, he says, to keep the spirit up. And don't give up at all, because there's things here for you to uncover. And that's why you're there right now. So, and then there will be a time when you will be moving. I see it, and I feel it. So.
Okay.
Do you sense anything on that, Rose, for her?
A move?
Anytime soon? Yeah,
Nothing this year. I would say what I'm sensing is June, Alicia, that it'll be sometime after the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, June seems to be a turning point for you.
Okay.
And now that I'm thinking about it, too, earlier in the conversation, Victoria did say there was a child, that you have a child. Is he currently in school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that could be it after your son gets out of school. But I do feel June is a turning point next year. So I would continue doing the things that you're doing. You're on the right track, and just some new opportunities are coming in for you, my dear.
And I also feel, Alicia, that the market, the real estate market, is going to be better next year. I don't think it's going to turn around completely, but I think it's going to be better.
Okay.
So just know that. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to continue our discussion on healing. So I hope you'll listen in and enjoy your kitty cat. Great. Thank you so much,
thank
Alicia.
You.
Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Great. Bye-bye, Alicia. It's fascinating, Rose, that when we feel that energy around us that needs to be shifted or healed, it is so fascinating to me how the energy in our bodies will show us. there will be a dream, there'll be somebody that comes to us. Have you had experiences like that when something needed to be shifted? You didn't quite feel so good, but it caused the shift? Yeah.
Yes. Actually, very recently, I unfortunately am not one who remembers dreams on a regular basis, but when I do remember them, they're extremely profound. And I had a situation recently that I was extremely concerned about, and in my dream, I was told that everything would be okay, and it was told to me much more profound than that. But I was kind of half awake and half dreaming, and I thought, wow, that message is for me, and I'll remember that when I wake up. And all I could remember when I woke up is that everything will be okay. And it did shift my energy because it gave me a sense of security and let me let go of some of the fear and the worry that I had.
Isn't that wonderful? It is. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating because I have been writing down, which is part of my spiritual growth, call it healing, whatever. I have been writing down affirmations every day. I do 10 to 15 of them every day. And I can see now that in that constant memory. I keep it right by my computer and I look at it all day long. I do maybe 3 or 4 in the morning, 3 at lunch, you know, whenever I'm at the computer. And I have found that it keeps me focused on the positive, focused on what my intention is, instead of getting into other thoughts, which we tend to do, all of us, doesn't matter who we are, we have a tendency to go into something that is not as healthy for us as what we can be doing if we just put that attention. Now, I'm not saying that positive thinking is going to solve everything, because I tried it for a long time, and it took me going through Rohan. And I know you've done Rohan and some Yandi and inner child adult work, Rose, as well. And so it took me, I had to do a lot of work on that to even get to the point where the positive thinking would work. You know, if we're sitting there, and I want to share this with everyone, if you're sitting there with these positive thoughts and your unconscious is sitting there saying the opposite, then you're going to be fighting yourself
right.
at all times. And that's why spiritual healing is so powerful. Because you want to get down to the very core, the shadows, those parts of yourself that you really know are there, but you don't know what they are, and you don't know how to find them, and that's the benefit of going to a spiritual healer. And make sure, and Rose, please vouch for me on this, when you go to a spiritual healer, make sure they have credentials, make sure they have trained so that they are working with the higher levels, the channeled levels of spiritual work, because you do not want to get in with anybody who is involved with ego at all, because it can, I've had that kind of work before, it Rose, and it was not good. It made me sick.
I got sick too. Right.
Yeah.
No, you definitely have to be very careful in choosing a healer. I agree with you, Victoria. They should have credentials, and I'm not talking about weekend warriors who take a weekend class and then hang a shingle out there.
Yeah.
It takes tremendous study, tremendous effort, and healing of oneself before you can go out and assist others with their own healing. But what I find so powerful with our type of healing is that we get to the emotion that's tied to the faulty thoughts or the feelings that are going on. And when you can recognize the emotion and the thoughts that are attached to these things that are happening to you, only then can you truly heal that within you.
Yes. And I want to say that on my website, as well as Rose's, and Rose, you'll have to tell it to us in just a moment, we both offer past life regressions. And I want to share with everyone out there that Rose and I do past life regressions on each other. We started it recently. She did one on me, had a profound effect on me, and I'm doing one on her every week. And you say, well, gee, you know, y'all have gone through so much training. Why would you need that? Whoa. Listen, y'all, we have had many lives. And what happens is, now, I don't know about you, Rose, but I have had many past life regressions. But what I come out with it is, oh, yeah, I was, I was a queen, or I scrubbed, you know, the dirt, or, you know, whatever I did. I never got understanding of what the life was about. I never got the thought. I never got the feeling. I never understood what happened at the passing of my life there, which I carried on to the next life. That is the difference in the kinds of past lives that we do, is that we help you to understand them. So you bring in the gifts and you heal if you may, the negative that was a part of that life that you carried on to this life. And that's why I have personally, Rose, started focusing my website on past life regressions and, of course, psychic sensitive readings, because I see such a profound effect that they have on me, you know, I really want to share that with everyone, because it's important. It's important to find out about your whole journey. It's your Akashic records, you know. Rose, we talk people here about Akashic records. Really, what they're looking at is their past lives.
Right.
That's what they're looking at. You know, it's not a little, it's not some course you take on the weekend. Oh my goodness, I can read Akashic records now. It's the ability to be able to go into past lives and truly understand them, dissect them, and really get your client to be with that. And it's a different kind of process. So what are your
thoughts? Totally different. It's a very, very powerful healing. And the past lives truly affect our current lifetime. And I was never aware of how powerful past life regressions were, honestly, until I started doing them. And I have to tell your readers out there, if anyone wants a past life regression, please contact Victoria. She is phenomenal at them, and she's assisted me in healing some issues that I've had in this lifetime that stemmed from the past as well. And I am very much looking forward to my session with her this week.
Yeah, we're going to do it tomorrow night. It's a fascinating, I want to share just one thing about that, because you did mine and it was incredible. And what was so fascinating, everyone, was that there was an issue in my life that I was living in today. It's 2010, November 1st, or today's November 2nd, but when we did it, it was November 1st. And I was living the same circumstance that I had lived back right after Christ had been born. I mean, it was that far away that the same circumstances, different faces, same souls, same energy of the souls, but different life completely. Wasn't that amazing to you, Rose, when you could see, oh my goodness, we're living it now. It's just different addresses, different names, and different body types. But the people are the same people, same soul. So,
same souls, right, yeah. And basically same circumstances. The roles were reversed, but it just showed that there was a karmic issue there,
right,
and that
yes.
It had not been healed in that lifetime, so it was time to do it now.
Well, you brought something up. We just have a few more minutes, but it was interesting, Rose, because I won't go into details because it's not necessary, but the pain that I was living in that past life, it's very interesting that the person that did that to me last life I couldn't understand it, but they're living it now. And
right.
I was like, oh my goodness, it's like a complete switch of karmic. Now, not completely, there was still stuff that I was experiencing, but they're now experiencing what they had done to me. And it's the same thing. If we do something to someone else that's not kind and is not truly from the heart energy, we will find one day we're going to have to experience that pain or fear, because we're going to have to understand in the self-ascension how that really feels. So that, I believe that's why we do karma. It's not because we're being punished. It's to help us understand. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's just address one issue before we, you know, I don't want to talk about bullying too much, but there's so much on TV about it. And I'm looking at all these kids that are being bullied now, and I'm thinking about the ones that are the bulliers. And those bulliers, if they don't heal that this life, whomever they may be, they're going to come back in another time, and something will happen to them where they will have to learn what it feels like to be bullied. And then at that point in time, it's happening with the sexual abuse that's all rampant all over the world. It's people are having to learn the balance of everything. Karmic issues are about balance. So, Rose, tell everyone how to reach you, please. It's energyworkcenter@.com, right?
Yes, www.energyworkcenter.com.
Good. And as always, go to myaskspiritnow.com. Hey, I want everybody to go and look at my I redid my website, so and I'm excited about it because I kind of refined it and made it easier for everyone. So I really would love to get your comments on what you think about it, and I will look so forward to next week as well, because we're going to have a great show next week. And Rose, do you have any activities happening down in the Fort Myers area that the listeners would like to benefit from or know about?
Well, right now we're all ready to go to the Hay House I Can Do It convention in Tampa, which is next week. So I'm preparing to go there. I'm going to be a vendor at the show with another friend, and I'm going to attend some of the talks. Wayne Dyer is going to be there, and some other great speakers. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And you're also going to be selling some, helping to sell some jewelry that I'm wearing,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, some energy products. Awesome. Right. Good. We have some scalar energy jewelry and energy alkalizing cups. We've got all kinds of energy products there.
Awesome. Awesome. And I use some of those. I love them. So I want to thank everyone. Be in gratitude. Be in gratitude for whatever you can find. Find the value within yourself, because only then can you find the value in others and in life. Have a blessed week. I will visit with you next Tuesday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. Remember to ask Spirit Now, and thank you so much, Rose, for being my special guest. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria, for having me. Good night.
Good night. Mm-hmm.